What's going on, fellas?
Aw, oh, jeez, man, nothing, man. We're just hanging out and stuff.
You wanna get hurt?
Don't be scared, homie.
Stop it, motherfucker! Stop it!
Happy end Nick!
Nick's antics inside the octagon fuck with a lot of people's heads.
And Bobby's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that even mean? Yeah, exactly.
And then the entire time the fight is going on, like, what, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? And then you hit him. Oh, bitch, I just stunned you, bitch.
Now I am the
Kanga,
the destroyer of worlds.
You're already dead!
But you'll never surrender, whatever the cost may be.
Yeah, that's the middle of the fucking town.
I'm not Nick Diaz. I'm the Nick Diaz of Knots.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast, episode number 126. Woo! Today is Wednesday, which means it is Hump Day, the hardest day of the week, arguably, to get through. 2 days behind, 2 days to go. Everyone can use a pick-me-up on Hump Day, which is why I love it when I am in the mood to do a pump-up Hump Day here on the podcast that has brought you interviews with pro paintballers, video game actors, Anchor Fam members, boudoir photographers, gypsy dog clippers, lead singers of bands, and so many more. And today we have no one joining us for the second day in a row, which at first I was a little bummed about, because yesterday I kind of phoned it in, people. I phoned it in because my stress levels were through the goddamn roof and I couldn't deal, and even admitted as much in the Instagram episode post I did at Nick Diaz of N-A-U-T-S, Knots, Nick Diaz of Knots, all one word. Just click the link if you are on Anchor and you will be taken there. Woo! So while it is a little unfortunate that I don't have anyone to talk to today, I am still in talks with so many guests, future guests. We're just trying to work out times and schedules and stuff like that. One of which might be happening this weekend, and I'm so excited for this one, people. I'm so excited. So I'm still working here. At least this way I can hopefully make up for yesterday's podcast. And I know in actuality, I'm sure yesterday's cast was not a terrible podcast, but I was experiencing some issues with Anchor and Apple Music on top of whatever else in my life, and it was just a little too much, and I know I can do better. But as some amazing personality here on the Anchor app told me, or said on the app one day, even if you don't feel like recording, you gotta hit the big button and record, which is where I got the big scary red button idea from. So hit that big scary red button like you got something to prove. Your voice is missed. Thoughts dismissed unless you take a stand and say, nope, that's it. Social media rap. I've still got it on lock here, people. I am working on making that a much better version, more professional version, as the raps that you can go listen to right now, they're in standalone episodes, so you don't have to listen to a whole episode to get it. You can just go back, I think it's from 2 weeks ago, and Nick Diaz of Knots, yours truly, laid down two, in my opinion, pretty decent raps. And my mind has been raging with raps ever since, so who knows? Maybe I will have to lay down one of those for you all today. I am trying to upload some stuff to YouTube as we speak, so potentially by the end of the show, I will have a new video to share with you all. On top of the Asphalt 8 racing videos that I already have up on my YouTube channel. And you can just Google Nick Diaz of Knots YouTube and you can find it. Or I'm going to try to put the link in this title as well. But it will be in a title later on in the show as well, so make sure to stick around for that. But It wouldn't be Pump Up Hump Day without the dopest, freshest beats and music I could find, would it? So let's do it. First song of the day is to get you all moving. Get your booties moving, booties shaking in your seats out there, wherever you are on this great planet that we do indeed live on, Patrick, is a song I found last night during my nightly Awesome Knots gaming, free on Steam right now, as always, free on Steam, and it is an oldie but a goddamn goodie, and should almost be the unofficial Pump Up Hump Day theme song. We are getting it going here today on Anchor FM. Make sure to have your Apple Music and or Spotify enabled. And if you have no idea what Anchor is, you got to join the party for free and download the app today. And when you do, make sure to favorite this station, the Nick Diaz of Knots Podcast. Now, let's pump up our hump days. That was One by Swedish House Mafia. Woo! That is like the clubbing anthem. At least one of them. I just always picture huge swashes of people dancing in a field with their hands up in the air, dancing to this song. So hype. So hype. So it's Pump Up Hump Day here on the podcast. No guest cast. How is it gonna stay hype if it's just yours truly talking? Well, let's see. We're gonna talk paintball. We're gonna talk skydiving, base jumping. And believe you me, we're gonna talk some more about fighting, the UFC, and sports in general. By the way, did anyone see the North Korean skater grab the Japanese skater's skate during the race? This was the dude's only sport, his only competition, and he pulls that. I understand the idea and the dream of the Olympics and globalism and global peace, and I don't necessarily think you should punish the citizens of a country for how their leader has led them, necessarily. But at the same time, as somebody on the news said, these people from North Korea are the most privileged citizens in North Korea and would likely do whatever was asked of them for fear of repercussions, if nothing else, to their families back home. This was during a talk of them potentially escaping during the Olympics, like the Cameroonians back in the Summer Olympics in London. And someone who has spent their entire life outside of North Korea to try to win the gold in a specific sport, and then somebody from North Korea comes in to try to ruin the competition like that? Well, I think regular listeners at least know how Nick Diaz of Knots feels about unfair competition. Now, don't you? If you are on the Anchor app, click the link in the title to see the full clip of the North Korean skater falling and trying to take out the other skater at the Olympics. Or if you are not on Anchor, simply Google North Korean skater grab if you want to see it, and you will find it, I'm certain. The other strategy I have for keeping it pumping here on the cast today is mucho music. So let's get to our second song of the day, which blew my mind last night to the point that I had to stop gaming Knots, ended up dying, and I just had to add this to the playlist before it moved on to another song and I would forget about it. The playlists that I play on this Anchorcast are available ahead of the Anchorcast, and that is why you should go and search for Nick Diaz of Knots on Apple Music. And if you ever do, go and shoot me a DM on Instagram or any of the socials to let me know that you've done that, and I'll give you a special shout out for that one. Alright, let's get to the song. This one starts slow, but believe you me, it's gonna get big. It's The Wave. F1 racing, paintball, MMA fighting, these are all, in my head, the closest sports to what all sports try to mimic: warfare. And arguably the primal, instinctual nature of mankind to seek more than we currently have. All sports are shades of this pursuit, warfare obviously being the most quote-unquote extreme sport. And I know I have talked ad nauseum about this before, but with the Olympics on TV, I am thinking about all the other sports, potentially rarer sports, and where they fit into this warfare analogy that I have been experimenting with, thinking about, brainstorming on. I hope you are all enjoying all the curling that I hear is on all the broadcasts these days. A lot of people love curling during the Olympics, and then once the Olympics goes away, curling becomes what it usually is to curlers or to non-curlers, which is just that weird sport that Canadians sometimes play. A lot of people don't understand curling, even after watching it during the Olympics. Like most sports, it is so incredibly mental. One that has never done it, I don't think can really even understand. A baseball, football, hockey puck, rugby ball, lacrosse ball, all of these things are generally shot in one way, in straight lines that may or may not reflect off of different objects, surfaces, or players, but essentially are like the chess pieces that can only move in straight lines, like the bishop or the queen or the rook, for the most part. Curling is like that god-awful, and what's that, Angelina Jolie movie, Wanted, that's what it is, where she plays the assassin, remember this, where she plays the assassin who can shoot a bullet around corners, aka make the bullet quote-unquote bend, and that is almost exactly what we're talking about here. It's like the difference between a drag race course with nothing between the point A and B, and you can see the end of where you're trying to get to, and rally racing, where the driver literally cannot see the turns that he must pilot the car through and is relying on his co-pilot to be like, hard left turn, and then he knows exactly what that means, so like when the wall comes, he's turning just enough to make it past it, and then the other guy's like, slight left, hard right, straight, slight left, and the guy's just going like 150 miles an hour down this path. Craziness. More than anything, well, curlers are like the rock benders. Hashtag the last rock bender. More than anything, curling is strategy. It is one of the most strategic sports in the Winter Olympics, and what I mean by this is it is not always about getting the most points in every end or round that you can. Sometimes that is not possible, and in other cases, it might actually be the better move to let the other team get one or even maybe 2 points in order for you to get the last rock, aka the hammer, on the next end to try your chances on that instead of potentially losing more points, many more points this end. Besides the points game, the actual throwing and hitting of the stones is like playing billiards on a hockey rink with sweepers. And I'll tell you right now, even some of the best curlers out there get a bad sheet of ice every now and then, and it is something non-curlers may not even know about, but in curling, ice can be fast or it can be slow. Fast ice means that it is slippery and that you don't need to put as much power into your shots to get it down to the same place, to the same distance. And slow ice, well, you guessed it, is slow. And I've been on really slow ice where as soon as your fingers come off, the stone practically falls back into your hand because you're sliding faster than the rock is. That's where the good old-fashioned push technique comes in handy. No, don't ever do that. No pushing allowed. That is the biggest lesson for beginners. Everyone thinks that the work that you... Basically, you got to push out of the hack, and that's where all the power comes from. It's not pushing. It's from the legs. So that is your beginner's guide to curling.
Nick, hello. It's Maria. I was just listening to your interview about this 10-day silent retreat. So cool. You know, I'm totally on all this stuff. I love it. I love it. And I think it's so fascinating. Your friend was saying that one of his friends, you know, didn't feel like he needed to drink alcohol and drugs and stuff like that after he came out of the retreat. But part of what I tell my students when I'm teaching them the meditation that I do is a chanting meditation where you use the vibration of your own voice to cause those chakras to wake up and get in that connection, that collective consciousness. I love it. But I often tell them not to feel the pressure that their lives don't have to change drastically afterwards. I think that a lot of people are afraid to do meditation or go anywhere like this because they think they're going to have to change their lives and lose friends and stop watching shows and stuff. So while yes, you do change once you start to become familiar and aware that you can actually go there with all this stuff, it doesn't mean that you have to change your material life necessarily. Slight changes may occur, and you will change, but it doesn't need to be that drastic on the outside. It's more of an internal shift in consciousness, and it changes the way you look at everything, your perspective. So, I love it. I will talk to you soon. Bye. Nick, it's me again. I'm just loving everything that you are saying. So much of it resonates with me. And one thing I will say that I try and caution people sometimes is we are always constantly striving to level up. And you are absolutely right. Every person's reality, everybody's perspective is going to be slightly different than the person next to them. They can be in the same room doing the same exact meditation, but it's so personal. But I try to caution people not to get too lost in all of the details, all the information, the multitude of books and workshops and all that stuff that are out there. You're absolutely right. It's the process. It's the journey. It's not the destination. You're not trying to get to anywhere where you're just going to sit there and not change. It's a constant evolving evolution. Okay, I promise this is the last one. I just want to say, if you are ever talking about chakras and vibrations and stuff like that, let me know. Let me know so I know to come over and listen to what you're talking about on your station. I haven't stopped by here in a while, but all of this stuff is so fascinating to me. I love it. I really and truly love the meditation that I practice so much because I teach people how to make that vibration created in themselves so they can take it anywhere with them. It's best in a group setting, but it's so awesome to be able to have that power to access that energy. I love it. So let me know when you're talking about stuff like that in the future. I would love that if you called into my station and just let me know. Come for a visit, Maria. Today's a good day. Bye.
Maria Humphreys, everybody. Thank you so much for the four amazing call-ins that you sent me. And I know you are into this stuff. And please, believe me and forgive me, but I was thinking about you while I was doing this. It's just that my friend, he's never been on Anchor before, and I didn't want to scare him off with this huge multi-call with, you know, some woman from California that he's never heard of or talked to before, you know. I'm going to ease him into this whole Anchor podcasting thing, Maria. But believe me, I'm going to keep you in mind. And hell, I'm happy to bring you on the podcast to talk about your meditation practice as it sounds fascinating. And I mean, your call-ins always put a smile on my face. Every time I hear your voice, a huge smile gets put on my face. So thank you so much for that. Yes, yes, yes to so many things you were saying. No pressure. So much yes. You do not have to turn into a hippy-dippy, robe-wearing yogi after you're starting a meditation practice, or even go to a silent meditation vipassana retreat or whatever. You can simply add this as a new part of your existing human structure. One of my favorite quotes is, "Don't compare yourself to anyone else because you don't know what that person had to do to get that, and to get what you're jealous of, and you might not be actually be willing to do what he or she did to get that." everything is a process, and meditation, spirituality is a process. It's a journey, I feel. And every journey begins with one step, and then another, and then another one, and then another step. And before you know it, you will be growing a third eye chakras and buying gongs to put in your apartment to help resonate your, to help resonate your neighbors to wake up every morning on your balcony. Gong. No, 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 no. That would be changing your life. Honestly, as Gary Vee says, if you are good, fulfilled, happy, cool, all that stuff, congrats. Truly. I'm truly happy for you. But if you are lacking in any of those things, or you have an undying curiosity like myself about life, about everything, then why the hell not try something new? Try meditation. Try going silent for 10 days. Try using a gong every morning. Even if your neighbors and wife and parents don't get it, they may never get it. They may never get you and what you want to accomplish in this life, but that shouldn't stop you from trying these new things. If you want to try these new things and explore this one life that we all get to live together, regardless of how alone, how separate we can all feel sometimes. The Anchor Fam is real, and it only requires you to hit the big, scary red button to join and putting your voice out there. No money, no hidden fees, just your time, your effort, and of course, the most important thing, the thing that's keeping this show going today, energy. Energy, energy, energy. It's free, free, free. Wop, 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 wop. I swear to God I am in talks with some big name guests that, well, you might not know them, but are huge names in my eyes, and one of them is an up-and-coming MMA fighter who I was literally just having a conversation with over Instagram, and let me tell you, I may be the Nick Diaz of knots, but I am not an actual MMA fighter. And do not personally know too many fighters, especially professionals. And just in talking with this dude, very openly and candidly, to be honest, which is actually quite relaxing, as I don't have to dance around any thoughts or ideas I had or wanted to say. But I realized the dude I was talking with, who was coming on the podcast eventually, is a living, breathing example of why I will never be a professional fighter. In my opinion, some people belong in the octagon, others don't. And some believe they can fight in the octagon and think they're the baddest man on the planet. And then they run into people like my man BB out there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at one of the top gyms in the country. This dude has a 100% knockout ratio in the lower divisions coming up, and is dying, is chomping at the bit to get into the UFC. Dana White, you know who I'm talking about. Give this dude a fight. I'm so excited to talk to this guy. I don't want to give away who it is just yet. I'm going to keep it a surprise because I don't want to put any pressure on, you know, him getting on or anything like that. No pressure, it'll happen when it happens, but my goodness, is it going to be one hell of a conversation. So excited. One more song and I'll close this shit off. Have you ever played Counter-Strike? It's a video game, but Counter-Strike was the first game that I ever joined a clan or a professional team or group of players out there in the world of the online gaming. And basically, they held tryouts and eventually said, you Nick Diaz of Knox are good enough to be on our team and put a BRRR tag in front of your name in the game. I was blown away. On top of that, I gained access, unlimited access, and priority access to their private game server. For anybody that has not played Counter-Strike, especially any gamers out there who have not played Counter-Strike, it's not like any other game you've played in which you just hit the matchmaking button and it finds you the best match for a game and opponents and stuff. Oh no! It's way more basic, but in a sense, way better than that. You log on, and then there's a list of quote-unquote servers, basically groups of people playing on different playlists of maps, essentially. Some even with unique rules or even silly servers like surfing servers where you basically slide around the entire map and the objective is not to kill each other, but it's just to make it to the end of the map, just like a race. I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about this because I've just downloaded the newest version of Counter-Strike onto this computer that I have, and I think I'm going to jump in just a second. So I've just been thinking about this clan that I was on and how much fun I had while being a part of this team. And while on this team, our site, our server, was attacked by a rival clan. I was a part of two major raiding parties into rival team servers to cause mischief and a little mayhem, if you will. Essentially putting obscene pictures, nothing too crazy. Just a little, like, you know, stuff on their walls just to make everybody kind of confused and stuff. Sometimes shooting my own team, having some fun, causing some chaos. I was part of three recruitment drives as part of the Burr team. And let me tell you, the first recruitment drive after my own was one of the proudest moments I've ever had online. Honestly. I was no longer the FNG, the fucking new guy. I was an OG of the team who had, and I'd been there when the shit went down. I still, to this day, have most of these guys on my first personal Facebook, but I don't really keep up with them. One time they actually had a meetup in person. But I was unable to go because it was in the Midwest of America. I eventually got to see the videos and heard the stories. And originally I was afraid of going and afraid of showing up. And they would be all really crazy, intense military guys or something like that. But I should have had faith because it turned out these dudes were just dudes like myself who loved to compete. And their sport was Counter-Strike. Click the link in the title of this segment on Anchor or Google Nick Diaz of Knots YouTube to go to my YouTube channel where I will be uploading at least two videos this week, probably one Osmots, and if I can, one Counter-Strike video of me probably getting absolutely destroyed, but hopefully getting a couple headshots in there on top of the four or five videos that I have up there right now of me racing. It is video gaming videos up there so far. But if you would like to see the Nick Diaz of Knots competing in my element video games, I highly encourage you to do so. What would you like to see on my YouTube? I'm planning on putting up full Austin Knots videos. Would you prefer both commentary or non-commentary videos so you can just watch it and listen to some music over top of it? I would love to hear your ideas of what you would love to see on my YouTube. Would you like to hear me explain anything? Would you like to hear any stories? I'm really an open book here. But that being said, I think I'm going to jump into some Counter-Strike right now. I want to get some headshots in there. So, I will see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for three songs to keep you pumped up. And tomorrow we got Wing Chun Dave. Woo!